is happening.
Do you talk to men on the show too, or just women?
Yes, we actually do a fun segment called Man's Opinion. That is the one time we want a man's opinion.
Got it.
And I will ask the questions that women are often like, actually, we could use some of these questions for you because you date women.
Yeah.
Want to do this? Gay this woman's opinion, everybody.
Gay woman's opinion.
We're switching up the show. Ready? Here's one. Do you compare your new girl's body to your ex's body?
No.
See? But women, straight women, are concerned about that. When we date someone and you find out who the ex is, you're immediately like, fuck.
You know, it's complicated because it's hard to be sleeping with someone for the first time since your ex. Because if you've been with someone for a really long time, you're used to their body.
Mm.
But that's different than comparing, I think. You know what I mean?
Almost thinking of it for like a pleasure standpoint,
is like,
I would think.
Yeah, pleasure or even just like, oh yeah, I forgot like a nipple can look like that. You know what I mean?
I forgot they're different.
You know, they are. And then
hilarious.
You see, like when I started slutting, I had been 10 years of back-to-back serial monogamy.
Okay.
I'd only seen 3 nipples. I'm not a big porn guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
And then I saw so many nipples fast. And I was like, oh my God, the big, beautiful world of nipples out there. So much diversity.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Eric Aspera, and today I've got a great guest for you guys this week, as always. But first, if you're watching us on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button. You're right there, okay? Just hit the button. It's free. Help your girl out. And if you're listening to us, you can watch us on YouTube if you prefer to do that, or also Spotify now. So if you'd rather watch the pod or tune in and out of watching, go to Spotify or YouTube.com. Check us out. Search us, Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. And another thing, if you want to help out the show, join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. We just had our live show. I had a bunch of guests for you. Molly came back just for the live show. It was super, super fun. So you want to check that out, join the Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. All right. That's all my updates up top. Real quick. Hit it, Fonzie. All right, my guest this week, I am very, very excited to have her on the show for the first time. You might have seen her on Comedy Central or checked out her show Sunday School in the Lower East Side, or you might have heard her podcast, We're Having Gay Sex. Everybody, put your hands together for the very hilarious Ashley Gavin.
Hello. Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show.
A one-man round of applause. The largest I've ever gotten. I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
No, welcome to the show. I've been meaning to have you on for a while now.
Yeah, I remember when you launched, or when I was launching, I knew about yours, and I had it on my little list of these are like, you know, good comics with good pods.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And then I got lost in everything.
And you got busy.
Didn't do what I set out to do.
Yeah. You were having too much gay sex,
So much gay sex. Might have been the pandemic. I don't remember when all this happened. How long has this pod been on?
This week is officially 3 years of the show.
So right before the pandemic. Official, it had to have been, right?
Mm-hmm. October 2019.
That's probably what happened. I probably was like writing down pods that I was like, oh, maybe I could promote here. Maybe I could promote there. Yeah. And then
anxiety of like, I guess I'll just stay home.
Yeah.
I'll do nothing. But I have not seen you in a long time.
Yes, it's been a while.
I know. You're killing it. You're traveling all over.
Yes, it's cool.
How's that been? Changed the life a bit.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
It's very tiring. But, you know, that I don't know why I started negative.
No, it's amazing.
It's a dream come true. Thank you so much. If you come to a show, thank you so much for coming to a show. I love you so much. I'm so grateful. I am also tired. Yeah, I'm also tired. But I love it. I enjoy the road. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I like it.
It's a balance. It's like if you are literally always on the road, and I see people go weeks in a row at a time, I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Of like you're literally in a hotel room, different hotel room every
night. I'm gone most weekends.
Weekends.
It's Thursday to Sunday or get home on Sundays. Yeah. Mm. This is not, no one cares about this.
I care.
No one's at home being like, whoa, what? Ashley usually fly back from Pittsburgh?
Well, no, but I think it's valid because, especially with dating, if you start dating someone.
Right, this is a dating podcast.
This is a dating podcast. Yes. Did you think I had you on for sports?
I didn't know what it was. I'm going to be totally honest.
You the questions.
When I read the questions, I was like, it's a dating podcast.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that.
Being an athlete and my old co-host Molly, we were both college athletes, basketball. Shooters got to shoot as a phrase in basketball.
Yeah, no, I'm not that so, much of an idiot.
Okay, all right, all right. I was like, but we
how dumb is she?
No. No, but I've had men come on being like, oh, great, a basketball podcast. I'm like, oh, that's not what we do.
Oh, okay.
But we use the basketball phrase in dating because Molly and I were, quote, natural shooters in dating. And being straight women, it is more
right.
rare.
You're a very gay straight woman.
Yes.
You're
yes.
really up there with yes, Caitlin yes, yes. Palufo. Yeah. And mm-hmm. yeah, you're super right. you're super gay.
I know. And I feel like doing comedy just made me more gay, more masculine energy, if you will.
You have to be masculine up there.
You have to.
Otherwise, you know, the men in the room, they're so fucking stupid. Sorry to your male listeners.
No. But especially.
But they're sexist.
Especially even more so, it's like, it's a male-dominated industry. So anyone that works in male-dominated industries, regardless of comedy, it's like,
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes. But you have to have that, like, masculine energy to you.
Yes.
Even if it's a bit of a defense mechanism. But when you're new, it's like, we more so have to prove, like, no, I'm really here to want to do this.
Yeah, and it's tough just getting on stage, like, more feminine. I feel like the men in the room don't take you as seriously. It's like...
Or they're just distracted.
Or they're distracted.
Yes, very much so.
This guy's... He's nodding. Fonzie's nodding.
No. Fonzie's the man. Fonzie gets it. We've crowded him.
Did you hear that? I almost crowd worked him. I was like, this guy over here. Look at this guy nodding. You got a girlfriend? How long you been dating?
He does. But, yeah, it is... yeah, you just have to have the masculine energy. So, anyway... Title of the show, that's the brief, that's the shortness, is we're shooters, we're known to take shots. Literally from a young age, I was like asking guys out, and people would be like, you can't do that, and I was like, why not?
Right.
I was like, with everything else in life, you're like, oh, if you want that thing, go get that thing.
But not men.
Go try to get the thing. Oh, yeah, not men. You gotta be chosen. And I was like, all right, well, what if no one chooses you? You're just supposed to sit here and do nothing? Like, that's, I don't know, depressing to me.
Totally.
Like, I'd rather get rejected than be like, okay, I'll make a wish. You know, or whatever most women do. But
you hear that TikTok sound? I don't know how conversational this podcast is, but I'm always super. Okay. You can tell me to shut the fuck up at any point because I really like just talk. That's how I've mostly podcasted. But have you heard about this? This sound going kind of viral on TikTok. That's like from Jane Austen. It's like, I'm 27. I'm not married. I'm 27. I have no money and no prospects. Have you heard that?
Oh, yes, I have heard this.
That's how I feel like it used to be with straight women. You just, like, mm-hmm. went until you were an undesirable and untouchable or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, then you just turned into dust.
The myth.
Yeah.
It's like, after a certain age, oh, no.
Right.
And it's like, have you heard of IVF? We're okay. A lot of people have kids later. Now, we've increased technology. No, I was going to say, I'm definitely, my algorithm in TikTok is the, so much of the, like, hey, they've done studies and the happiest people are single women in their 30s that are not married and don't have kids.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like that's popping up everywhere. And it's like, and it's like women just thriving. And they're like, yeah, I got money and I don't have to deal with children.
I'm single and in my 30s. I love my job.
How old are you? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm 34.
Okay, yeah, I'm 31. I'm turning 32. So
I'm like super happy.
Right.
It's been the happiest period of my life.
Good.
Yeah.
But is there
any pressure? Probably right.
Do you feel like there's any pressure in the lesbian community of like, well, you're 34 now?
No, it's very different. I mean, when I read through the questions, I was like, oh, and I realized the name of the podcast. I was like, oh, this is actually great because I do love telling people to shoot their shot.
Oh, good.
It is like one of my big lesbian number one, like, because lesbians in lesbian culture, like women will just like stare at each other from across a bar for like 45 minutes.
Really?
No one, we have a thriving missed connections community.
Really? Like there's active misconnections pages?
Yes, because like we have a whole app for it, basically, because women have not been socialized to hit on each other.
Yeah, or that's the question. I mean, it's a hacky question. Is like people go, oh, two lesbians go out. Who pays?
Right. Who pays?
But even more so, it's like who?
Well, I wish
who asks who out.
You're confused about it, but we're also confused about it. Is the issue? Yeah. And so no one's asking each other out.
Interesting.
So I just say to younger queer people, I'm just like, just fucking do it, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to shoot your shot clock. Speaking of sports,
okay.
We need a clock that counts down in a bar. That's like, go shoot your shot.
Okay, because one of my questions I wanted to get to with you is, do you tend to shoot your shot or do you tend to
always
rather like receive?
No,
I guess,
no,
like chase.
I probably shoot. I take too many shots.
Okay,
I
like that though.
Big time, taking a lot of shots.
All right. Do you have any that stick out in your mind?
I have
as a significant shoot your shot story.
I went to a wedding, Before I tell this story, I would like to say that my success rate is pretty high.
No, but it's more fun when you fail.
Exactly.
So please share. Please share.
I went to this wedding. My best friend from camp's wedding. I hadn't seen her in a while, but like I know her whole family. I know the family friends, yada, yada, yada. She's got a younger sister. Younger sister had a best friend that we would sometimes, on the weekends, the four of us would all hang out.
Okay.
The little sister's best friend, we'll call her Chloe.
Okay.
Just picked it out of thin air.
Yep. That's fine.
Yep. Chloe. I'm making it sound suspicious.
No, no, no. Yeah, you are. You're being uncomfortable.
I always had a little crush on Chloe, but because she was like 3 years younger than me and I was in the closet, I was like, well, what can I do with this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a senior, she's a freshman. There's nothing I can do here, right? You know what I mean? But I never forgot about Chloe.
Of course.
And then when I went to the wedding, I was like, oh.
Chloe still looks great.
Chloe's there. She looks awesome. And I spoke with her, but she was so flirty. She was so flirty with me.
Mm.
But she had a boyfriend, and she was like, I don't know whether or not to break up with this guy. So I was like, oh, it's in bad shape. Okay, that's good.
Wait, so there's also no confirmation of does she date women?
She's not dating women, according to my friend.
Okay.
But my other friend from camp, I'm like, hey, I think she's flirting with me. You sit with us. We'll all together sit together. And if you feel like there's a flirty vibe, you get up and you fucking leave. Because it will both confirm that I am correct, but also I can ask her out.
Yeah, you're like, confirm my vibe.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm not crazy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because with being gay, we talk about this on the podcast, not only do you get rejected from someone, but you also like can accidentally insult them. I know people are better at it than they used to be, but they're still like the, I'm not gay. Like, how dare you do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, later in the night, I fully was like, something that I do with straight women or I don't know women is I'll say something like, is something happening here? Like, is there like a thing happening here? Because like, I don't want to overstep, but like, it feels like there might be a thing happening here.
Okay.
And I leave it vague like that.
Yeah.
And I've never been rejected with that line. And she fully was like, what are you talking about? And rather than being like, oh, this is the perfect time to walk away, I was like, nah, I'm going to double down, actually.
Oh, double down.
And I was like, it just feels like there might be some flirting going on. And she was fully like, no. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go kill myself.
Yeah.
And that's a time that
you're cutting the cake.
Yeah,
let's
go.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
So I just receded into the night.
I don't think it's that bad. Also, I will say, I hate to admit, past Erica, frequent double downer. Especially when you're not super direct with the first time.
Right.
You're like,
and
let me throw
dumb.
A little. And especially men do not like to give a hard no because they like keeping the door open of like, well, maybe I'll fuck her later though. You know?
Right.
Like there's
right.
kind of this thing
oh,
like, I don't
want
to go on a date with her, but like, you know.
Interesting.
And also just because men don't get asked out much, they also just don't know how to handle the situation.
Right.
And they're like, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be crude because many men have asked out women and have had that hard no or I have a boyfriend.
Right.
Like,
and they're giving the
angry.
Hard no because the men won't take no for an answer. So a lot of women are like,
yes.
I would rather kill myself than spend any time with you.
Yeah. You have to be
or
very
I'm
going to
walk into traffic right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, when I get that vague, I'm like, well, you know, I'll try one more time.
Right.
One more time. But sometimes it's like I've pushed scenarios to be like, I need a hard no. Give me a hard no, and I will gladly leave you
the
alone.
The men leave your interaction at the end. They're like, oh, my God, consent is really important.
Yeah, it is. Clear. Clear consent.
Clear, enthusiastic consent.
Is important, for sure. I was going to say, now, having so much success, I'm sure you get.
That's very nice of you to say.
You have. It was great.
Thank you.
Especially, I mean, I feel like we started comedy about the same time. I'm just hitting 9 years.
Yes,
in New York.
About.
Yeah,
I'll be
so
in 9.
I remember like being at open mics with you.
Yeah.
And then like whatever bar shows and stuff like that. So it's like, it's always exciting to see people from your class, especially like when you're at open mics, it's like, you're like, oh, a few of these people are good.
Yes.
And like, and what's cool about like the longer you do comedy, you're like, oh, the good people did like make it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? You're like, oh,
if
good
they
things
if
came.
If they kept going. If you keep going, it can happen. I think. I hope.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many people that are so funny that just, they quit, and I get why they quit, because they're like, well, I know I'm funny,
and this
nothing's
industry
happening.
Is hell, and nothing's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is exciting to see, and also with it, though, I'm sure you get plenty of DMs of people trying to shoot their shot.
I will say I have mixed feelings, because some days I'm like, I wish there were more.
You're like, for how much success I have, there's more.
There was a ton in the beginning. A ton in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like when I started, first started going viral and my podcast and everything. That was cool. But then I got a girlfriend. I had and everyone was so respectful. It was a little annoying how respectful people were, because you want the validation. You want people to slide and be like, oh, I know you have a girlfriend, so I'm not gonna. But women, especially queer women, queer people, super respectful. So it kind of died down. Mm. And then I think I kind of made it clear. I don't go looking for trouble. You know what I mean?
You don't see. Well, if anything, I feel like I don't know if this is just being gay or you, but I feel like since I've known you, you typically are usually in a relationship.
Yeah, I was a serial monogamist for a really long time. I'm not dating anyone right now, but I dated that girl for like a year.
Right.
And then...
Which I was curious, like...
Took a year off, dated her for a year. I've been off for like... We've been broken up for a little over a year now.
Okay. Do you still keep in touch with exes? Or not really?
I'm a lesbian, so yes.
That varies based on the person.
Really? You think so? I feel like in gay culture, it's like we stay with our friends with our exes more because they're more, especially if you're in a smaller town.
Well.
You're more, and they're like the circle is very small. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm, actually, I guess that's not true. One of my exes, I guess my two most recent exes before her, I'm not in touch with.
At all?
At all, really, yeah. Okay. I mean, I stalk the fuck out of them.
Well, see, this is the thing when people always are like, should I block my ex? Should I do it? And I'm very like, yes, if you want to get over it quicker, is my answer.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And I'm very like, I do that for myself because I'm just like, oh, I'll check it.
Right.
And the only good thing about not blocking your ex is that's when I know I'm fully over it, is when I haven't even thought to check
it. Right,
I'm like, man, I haven't looked at so-and-so's page in like 2 months. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we're finally through.
I just want to be clear. I'm not stalking my ex every day.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a natural, like, you become indifferent about the situation.
Right, totally.
Because, like, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference.
But right.
When totally. They first dump you, you're like, you're like, where are you going? Who's this picnic with? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, a little bit here and there. But, I mean, especially since you're traveling so much, have you just found it's harder to be in a relationship?
Totally. It's hard to date. It's, like, even hard to, like, I have a date this week, and it took a lot of scheduling to get it on the, like, a week and a half out. I met her, like, a week and a half ago, and I was like, oh, my God, I really like you. I like you so much. Like, I got that great feeling, you know? Yeah. And then I was like, oh, we can't meet for another week and a half. And then you can't text for a week and a half with a person you barely know.
Oh, it's the worst.
Destroys it. Don't do it.
It kills it. Yeah.
So I've been like, it's kind of simmered, you know? And that's, you don't want that. You want that feeling.
Yeah. Or even like, I am a fan of like, I guess a FaceTime or a phone call.
Mm.
But so early on.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, it feels, again, like kind of like a false date.
Totally. We need to have a real date first. I'm seeing her on Thursday. I can 100%. Report back.
Wait, so how did you meet this person? Was it also through, like, online?
She met me. She came to a show. Her friend was a fan of my stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Brought the friend. That's perfect. I love that.
What brings the friend?
I don't want the person who loves my work.
Well, they know too much.
They know too much.
Your podcast. They know
I have nothing is left. Literally no secrets. People ask me, oh, what are you reading right now? Let me have something. You know what I mean?
Let me read in peace.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, one thing in my whole life that I'm not sharing with you. My butthole is on the internet, for fuck's sake.
So you, as of right now, don't actively use dating apps?
When I'm traveling, I'll throw it
sometimes,
on. But usually I just meet people in the wild.
Yeah, well, the thing that's hard about dating apps, regardless of, you know, who you date or gender or anything, is very, like, you should really only be on the app if you're trying to meet soon.
Yes.
And that's the hardest part of, like, traveling. And I don't travel as much as you do, but I'll have, like, a few weekends in a row. I'll do a couple shows. And then it's like, okay, but if I'm on Hinge, matching still with people in New York.
Right.
It's like, oh, you want to go out this weekend? And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm like, how about Tuesday?
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm an adult with a real job. And you're like, me too. But, you know, like, it's an interesting
game. But
they
don't respect it.
No, it's just more like the thing dies.
Yeah.
If you can't meet quick enough, you know, and I date men, but it's like very like, oh, this will be dead.
I know.
Be real dead if we don't message one day, make plans for tomorrow.
One of my exes, we lived together and we broke up, but we were still living together. Oh my God, it took for fucking ever. But she was dating men after me and she met this guy that she really liked. And we were trying to be supportive of one another. It was difficult. But she met this guy that she liked and she was out. She was like, what do I do? Are you ready? Are you okay with me seeing someone? And I was like, well, can I take a day to think about it or whatever? Like, because we were literally living together, so we hadn't sorted out. Of course, I want her to see other people.
So it wasn't like she was on apps. She just met this person out.
Yes, yeah, totally.
And so she was asking just even before a first date.
We were
date.
Just trying to get on a respectful, how are we going to date while living together conversation that we hadn't had. And I was like, can I take a second to think about it? She was like, it's a man! I have to get an answer now! I was like, okay, all right, go. And I, of course, I was like, then go on the fucking date. I can't stop you from living your life. Go on the date.
That's so funny. She dated women for a year and still was like, I remember. I remember what it was like in the trenches.
Totally. And
oh, shit.
But that's what I've heard. I've heard it's very fickle.
Yeah, it's just it's already fickle with online if you've never met in person. That like people can easily cancel or not follow through the vague plan. Let's do Wednesday. Wednesday comes. No one says anything.
Right.
It's just gone.
Right.
It's just gone. You know, but Wednesday. Like I found even for myself, it's like it's also frustrating for me to be having to try to do the week and a half out plan as open you are to it. It still just like dies a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's this whole it's the hunter mentality that men have where it's,
you
like,
know, now that you're saying this, I'm like, oh, I think I need to text her back. I don't want to lose that date.
Oh, the girl.
It's Thursday.
I mean, you want to pull out your phone and text her right now. Go for it. What do you got to do? A follow up for the Thursday date? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just want her to know that it's definitely on. It's fine. I can do it after.
Just do that. I'll remind you at the end.
Thank you.
Don't worry about
it. Yeah, she's so cute.
So, yeah, don't blow it. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got red hair.
But I did want to ask
I know.
You.
I fucking know, dude.
Okay. So I have some fun questions I put together that I thought would be fun. And all right. So here's one. What is your biggest pet peeve when dating women?
You know, you sent them to me and I didn't answer them in my head. Pet peeve.
Like
it's about comedy.
You.
It's about comedy.
Okay.
It's like, why do you think that I'm going to bend my work schedule if you would never bend your work schedule? Like for you to be like, oh, can you take a night off? Like, can you take the day off from work? Mm. I would never ask you that. I would never in a million years ask you that. Because it implies, it doesn't happen to me so much anymore because people take you more seriously when you have a stupid little blue check. But like every, honestly, like I was working just as hard before.
Yeah.
And
even more so before. That's when you,
in some ways,
really can't take the night off.
Right, exactly.
Because you're like, I need every opportunity.
You're like, I'm not famous, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
If I don't figure this out. Mm-hmm. So like that I don't like. I don't like it. But people have different types of jobs, guys.
Are you saying like specifically like weekend night?
Yeah. Or like whatever it might be. It just drives me crazy that there are certain people that are like not willing to be somewhat patient about it.
Yeah. And
because I'm willing to be patient.
Well, and I understand early in dating. Like I didn't have a day job for a while and I was full time comedy when I was dating my one ex and he had a day job. And again, I would never be like, take off work. But as we were dating, it was like 3 months. One day he was like, oh, I have like these vacation days at the end of the year.
Exactly.
Coming up.
Exactly.
He was like, how about I take off Friday? And we like, go get lunch. We do that. And
totally.
It's like,
that's
yeah,
not what
but
I mean
we're dating.
At all.
Yeah. But like early on, I wouldn't be like, how about you fucking take a day off to have lunch with me?
Right.
It's
exactly.
Yeah, you got to bend a little bit.
It just kind of implies to me that this person does not value the arts in the same way that I do. Maybe I'm a little bit too pretentious or elitist, but like that's what it says to me.
I mean, for me, me personally, it's just more if I'm emotionally invested in this and if I really like you, then I will start to like bend a little bit with things that I wouldn't bend in the beginning.
Yes.
If that makes sense. You know, totally. Like, this sounds horrible, but, like, with my ex, their part of me was like, oh, I'm really not so bummed that I took a night off from comedy to, like, have dinner and hang out with
right.
you.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Because I'm emotionally invested and I'm enjoying myself.
Exactly.
But a first date, you're like, eh.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I've had guys be offended where I'm like, oh, we can get a drink and, you know, but I'm like, oh, I just have a show at 8, so I'll have to, like, leave 7:30. And they're like, you have an end time? On the date, I'm like, this is a first date, and you're a man from an app. Yeah. I got an end time.
Everyone actually has an end time, just FYI.
Yeah, and you should. I hear, oh, so many of my friends will be like, oh, stuck on this awful date for 3 hours. I'm like, 3 hours?
Yeah, get the fuck
you
out of there.
You come up with something in 3 hours?
Yeah.
You had to go do?
You're so right. I have been on dates where this girl, it was never going to work between us, but she was like, she texted me like, a while later, out of the blue, and I was like, this is kind of weird. I don't know if she was trying to stir something up again, but I was just like totally not interested.
Yeah.
And at some point during, she was kind of neggy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
I'm a sensitive soul. I have enough from comedy punching me.
I was
going
to say,
face.
Comedy gets people being negging.
Right.
I've given a number to a guy in an app first text. So what makes you think you're funny?
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Yes.
I don't.
And it's like, I have enough failure in my life.
Yeah.
I need genuine sweetness.
Yeah. Like, what do you want? Credits?
Yeah.
What is this? What makes me think I'm funny? I don't know. I doubt myself every day. You want me to say that? I doubt it every day. That's why I do it every
so
day.
Funny.
I'm
that's
afraid
so
I'll
funny.
Get worse if I don't, you know?
Yeah. So she was just like, yeah, and I remember she was recalling the date we went on. She was like, yeah, and you left to go to a show. And I was like, yeah, we spent an hour and a half together. It sucked. And I left to go
called
to
out that it sucked.
My job.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, if it's good, to me, it makes it more exciting. It's like, yeah, let's leave this on an exciting note.
Right.
We're both so excited to do this again. Or I've had dates where I was like, I have to go do this show. Do you want to come?
I was going
to
say,
did
do you
not
ever
let
bring
him
the guy?
Watch. Did not let, I don't let him watch first date.
Why?
Partly because I do jokes about having herpes now, and I'm like, let me work into that
this
later.
This requires a thoughtful conversation where we both reveal our STI status.
Yeah.
We talk about what we do to prevent these things, and we go to the doctor together.
Yeah.
It is not meant for, hey, who in here has herpes?
Yeah.
This guy.
But my last good date I had, I ended up doing that, and I was like, I'm going to hop in, do my set. I was like, do you care? Because I was like, well, do you care? You just chill at the bar for like 15 minutes. He was like, no, totally not. Like, and if anything, he was like, that's like pretty cool. You just came here to do a show, and I was just back to the date. Like, all right, we'll get pizza, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, there's almost that thing too. It's like, yeah, just, we'll gauge how it's going.
Right.
But I was like, I'm sure you were so happy to I have a show to go to.
I'll bring girls to shows if it's going well.
I mean, it's a great move if you date women.
Oh, yeah. They like that. They like comedy.
Yeah.
They don't find it threatening.
No, because, all right, this is my theory. I'm curious if you think this is true. All right. Of like, because I've had people be like, well, why don't you just bring the guy to the show? And I was like, here's the thing. I'm like, this is why it works if you date women and you're a comedian and you get women. Is because women seeing you on stage, right? They're getting to know you.
Yes.
So you performing on stage, they feel like they know you better.
Yes.
After. That makes them more comfortable with you and want to talk to you and whatever, right? So women are like the opposite when it comes to mystery, where men want like that little mystery of like getting to know you. So me on stage, you're like, oh, I got to know everything. And then number two is they're afraid to be talked about in any way. Where women, it's like kind of cute. You're like, oh, they have a joke about me, you know? But I'm like, after shows, it is an intimidating thing that's like, oh, you controlled the room and I might be in part of your material. Even I've done shows, not one joke about dating. And men are still like, I mean, are you going to talk about me up there? It's like, well, are you going to be a piece of shit?
I hate
men. You know? But I think it's the mystery thing. You know?
Not all. Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's all out there.
See, I don't date men. So I really, this is like my total blind spot. Mm. Not to sound like a douche, but I think I deeply understand how to date women.
Yes, you should.
But I hope you should hope
so. You've been
so.
Doing it longer than.
Yep. I talk about it online. It's, you know, part of my set. I am a woman, but. Men, I just don't understand it all. Mystery is like, see, lesbians were just like, you sit down and you're like, okay, tell me your trauma.
Yeah.
Like, there's no mystery whatsoever. One of the first conversations you have is, when did you come out? How did you come out? That's a deep, that's like a deep conversation. But I've never been on a first date or a second date and not gotten to that level of conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like, first date, men, I think the deepest thing that maybe comes up often is either... I feel like kids is not deep of if you want kids. It's like, do you want them? Yes, no. If people bring up exes, I feel like that's like the window to like, oh, a little bit of deepness.
Yeah.
But most people really keep that combo light.
Right.
Still.
Right.
You know. But it's more, it'll get deep if the man is not over his ex. That's when it gets deep. You're just like,
He's weeping. You're like handing him a napkin.
Literally. I was recently on a date. This guy was like, you know, I don't actually know if I'm in the headspace to date. It's like, all
right. He's like, you know, I don't even know if I know who I am anymore.
Yeah, literally. This man.
I thought I loved my job, but I dated this woman. And now I'm like, am I a woman? Am I gay?
Yeah.
What's going on?
And then through the convo, you're like, oh, so you moved to this neighborhood because the girl you were dating that broke your heart lived here. And he was like, I might have gotten to know the neighborhood because of that. I'm like, yes. The answer is yes. She's still here. And so are you. It's like, it's on your mind. We just did a walk through your neighborhood looking for your ex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is the vibe. But I understand men better since doing this show.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it still is. There are just moments where I'm just like, what is happening.
Do you talk to men on the show too, or just women?
Yes, we actually do a fun segment called Man's Opinion. That is the one time we want a man's opinion.
Got it.
And I will ask the questions that women are often like, actually, we could use some of these questions for you because you date women.
Yeah.
You want to do this? Gay woman's opinion, everybody.
Gay woman's opinion.
We're switching up the show. Ready? Here's one. Do you compare your new girl's body to your ex's body?
No.
See? But women, straight women, are concerned about that. When we date someone and you find out who the ex is, you're immediately like, fuck.
You know, it's complicated because it's hard to be sleeping with someone for the first time since your ex. Because if you've been with someone for a really long time, you're used to their body.
Mm.
But that's different than comparing, I think. You know what I mean?
Almost thinking of it from a pleasure standpoint, I would think.
Yeah, pleasure or even just like, oh yeah, I forgot like a nipple can look like that. You know what I mean?
I forgot they're different.
You know, they are. And then hilarious. You see, like when I started slutting, I had been 10 years of back-to-back serial monogamy.
Okay.
I'd only seen 3 nipples. I'm not a big porn guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
And then I saw so many nipples so fast. And I was like, oh my God, the big, beautiful world of nipples out there. So much diversity.
So it really is. I mean, this is very similar to a man's answer. Like, it's variety.
I mean, yeah, there's a variety.
We're into it. It's different, but that's it.
But I would never be like, oh, these are smaller or bigger, whatever I'm referring to, and that's negative.
Mm-hmm.
That thought has not ever left my, been in my brain.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
But I think primarily it's a pleasure thing because when you're touching someone, you have moves that you've been doing for like a year.
Yes.
And then you're like, yo, the muscle memory, you gotta relearn. You have to ask what this person likes and all that.
Everyone has to do that.
Yeah.
Like men and balls, the scale varies of what they want. Some are like, you have to lick them. What are you, crazy? And then the next person's like, if you fucking touch my balls, I will slap your hand away. Like, it's a very, like, okay, I didn't know this was such a sensitive
topic. So what do you
topic.
Do? You're like, oh, what am I working
it's,
with?
But it's that weird thing of, like, you're like, you just kind of have to feel it out. And then
I'm so direct. I will just ask someone. I'm just like, how do you like to be touched?
I mean, you can do that, but, you know.
Men, the mystery.
The thing is, the truth is, most men, they'll still take anything. Even when it's the thing they don't want. They'll like later be like, oh yeah, by the way, I hate that. It's like, fucking speak up. I feel like a creep.
You came in 2 minutes. Yeah, but I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, I still can't. But you know, I don't love it. Love it too much. I don't know. Specifically, I would say with going down. I don't know if you feel the same way about women. Like, that's really what I feel like varies from person to person.
Of course.
Regardless. Yeah. All right, let's see. How about this?
Did I get the wrong answer for that?
What?
The comparison? I don't know what the women.
It's
women,
opinion.
I want, yeah. Hope I did a good job, women.
You're fine. No one's trying to cancel.
I have someone specifically on my podcast to keep me from getting canceled.
Okay. Well, that's good.
The cancel.
Okay.
Hall monitor.
This is what I'm curious, especially since you have a podcast about dating. Are there any like dating rules or guidelines that you yourself try to follow when you date?
Yeah. I mean, I try not to fall in love like the little dyke that I am. I try not to U-Haul. I really have to keep myself from U-Hauling. My dating history is interesting because I went from some super unhealthy relationships to working on myself for a year to a very, very healthy, loving relationship that I loved very much being in, and it was wonderful. So now I'm like way more aware of red flags and like moving too fast.
Okay.
But my big rule is no moving in before you're engaged. No, no,
really?
No. No, no, no,
and
lesbian.
This is new because this is you new. Were moving in with somebody. Or you did live with
on
somebody.
On many occasions I've moved in.
Wow, okay. We had a matchmaker on the show, and that is her advice to everybody. She says, don't move in until you're engaged.
I didn't even fucking know
that.
That's
one of her big things.
What else did she say?
What else did she say?
What do I need to know?
Ooh, okay. How do you feel about this? Another rule she has, and I'm a fan of this person, but I don't necessarily do this rule. She says, no sex until 12 dates.
That sounds straight.
Wait, but okay. She counts. A phone call, 20 minutes, is a date.
12 dates?
12 dates. A phone call for 20 minutes is a date. And then also, if you go on a date that is longer than 2 hours, that counts as 2 dates. But you can't have more than 2. So if you spend the whole day with someone, it's still just 2. So she says most people get to the 12, if they follow her rule, in a month.
Wow. It's probably good advice.
Do you follow
I'm not going to take it.
No.
Well, also, what am I doing? What is my purpose?
I actually think if you think
you have a long-term possibility with someone, it's actually probably a better idea to wait.
Wait a little bit?
Yeah, but if you don't think there's anything possible there, then...
But it doesn't fuck with your head?
But you know what?
Nothing's possible
actually,
here.
Now that I'm thinking about that super healthy relationship, we were not able to have sex for a while, and we spoke on the phone a few times.
Mm. Maybe she secretly followed this matchmaker.
Maybe
on
she did. I don't know if it took
She's
a month.
She's got a little bit of a following. She might.
But
I was going to say, I don't know if you feel this way, but I personally, if I do really, really like someone, if I like go on a date and I'm like, oh, I'm like really into this person, I actually get nervous to sleep with them a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's not from all these like rules and shit we've read on the pod that are like, don't put out. Like, men need the chase. It does not come from that. It just generally comes from
you
this.
You want
like,
it to be good?
I'm into them, and it makes me a little nervous. I want it to be good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and also part of you is like, oh, I don't want to mess this up or whatever. Yeah. Like, you're just a little bit nervous.
Totally.
Not like to touch them. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to make out
with them. I was so nervous the first time, now that I'm looking back at that. Yeah, very nervous.
Because you want it to be good. You're like, what if this part's bad?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, totally.
So not at all any part of you that's in like a waiting rule game with that?
No, but I think my instinct now that I'm a healthier human being than I used to be is to wait if it's going to be serious.
Mm, okay. I was going to say, what is the question I had?
But
okay.
Not, maybe not like a month.
Well, this might have changed then. So, but how quickly do you find you usually move in relationships?
In the beginning, way too fast.
Way too fast.
And I had a slip up this year that I pumped the brakes on super hard.
Okay. Define way too fast. Is it like, okay, let's say you go on one date, you are super into the girl. What was way too fast? What would happen?
Oh, man. Well, my big, bad, toxic relationship, we moved in with each other. She moved in like 3 months.
3 months moving. Yeah. So how quick was I love you? Can I ask that?
I think I waited like, I made it. I really wanted to say it, but I made it to like probably a month.
1 month. Yeah. That is quick. That is quick.
It's a little quick.
Most people, Dave's done studies, most people do say I love you within the first 3 months of dating someone, around month three.
Yeah.
Of couples that, whatever, say it to each other. But, but I feel like you do feel it quicker than you say it, always.
For sure, but most people can keep that inside their face hole, and I am not capable of doing that. I have a very bad track record of saying it accidentally.
Mm, okay.
Like, it just flies out of me. If I'm falling in love, I can't, I'm an idiot. I'm so dumb.
Have you always said it first?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Actually, when I was in college, I slept with this girl. Oh, she was so young. I was so young. You know, we were in college. Mm-hmm. She slipped up and said it, like, right after we had sex the first time. So, like, we'd only really hung out a couple times. And I was just like, I didn't know what to do. I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I could one day.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's nice. Better than the thank
she
you.
She got
answer.
Really upset and, like,
of
left.
Of course.
But but she didn't mean that. What she meant was, I have never come before and I just can't.
That's exactly
what she meant.
Yeah. It fucks with your head. I mean, well, do you think it fucks with your head, sleeping with people? Like, it makes you like people that you didn't like before?
It can, but I'm old now. I'm old.
I feel that.
I know what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I see it creeping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. All right. Let's see. What do we want to end on here? Okay.
Wow, this flew by.
I know.
How long is this podcast?
Well, we started a little late, so I don't know. I try to keep it around 40.
Oh, okay.
But also, there's a podcast that comes in here after to record.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I gotta be
polite
to
them. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're fine. Am I sure? Okay.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Shit.
They can hear us outside. Thank you. All right. How about this? So you have a rule now, not moving until engaged. If you could make a dating rule for lesbians to follow, what would be the rule that you gave people to follow?
As soon as you decide that you like her, just very lightly say that you like her. Like, literally the moment it happens.
Like, don't say I love you? Is that what you mean?
Don't.
I was like, where's
this
coming
from? Just ask her out, for fuck's sake. This is the number one.
Oh, this is before you're even going out yourself.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we just...
Make the move.
The number one thing I see is people not approaching. That's the number one thing I...
Okay.
It's like the number one write in. How do I know if she likes me? How do I... What do I say? No. It's like, just fucking say it. Just say it. Because women who've dated men... are scared that they're mm-hmm. going to be creepy like a man.
Yes.
That's what I hear all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to seem like a creepy guy. Guess what? You're not a creepy guy.
Well, here's the other thing. As a woman who has asked out people, very easy for me to get called aggressive just because it's a woman doing it.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that's also in people's heads. Like, I've been called aggressive for literally just kind of being like, oh, did you want to like go out sometime, like get a drink or something? And
that
giving someone my number. I've been called aggressive. And I was like,
sexist.
I don't know what I did. It is very sexist.
I think that's like the male point of view.
Right. But I'm saying that might be in their head of someone
Maybe.
Came on to them aggressively, even if they didn't feel
creepy.
Oh,
for sure. For sure.
But it's both. You don't want to be creepy. You don't want to be too aggressive.
But there's a way, like, just for the queer people listening. I don't know how many queer listeners
we have.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they're out there. Yeah. Like, I just think there's a really easy way, even if you don't know if they're gay, to just be like, hey, you know, this might surprise you, but I think you're not surprised you. That's like not what I'm about to say is not good. I meant from the gay angle, if it's a person who you don't know their sexuality or like,
right.
I'm not sure what your situation is. That's like a great way to put it.
Nice, keep it vague. Yep.
Yep. You don't have to say that they're gay or bi or whatever. I'm not sure what your situation is. I think you're cute. I would love to hang out sometime. Mm. If not, no worries. I totally understand.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I'll circle back on that.
Right.
Thank you so
much. We're a little.
Yeah.
Put
Best.
Your pronouns. Yeah, exactly. Best.
Put my pronouns.
Me.
Best. She. Her.
Goodbye. It's really not a big deal.
So that would be the script you gave people.
Yeah.
Just be very. Just hey.
If you're at a bar, I have a pickup line for
when
you don't. When
I was
going
to ask you if you have any public moves.
If you don't know if someone's gay, my line is, "Are you gay enough to let me buy you a drink?"
Funny.
And then it's funny and it's not so threatening. You're not like, oh, I've decided you're gay, because that can really throw people off.
Yes.
The whole, you're not homophobic until someone asks you out, and then all of a sudden you've turned into a homophobe.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah.
So like, you can make it into a little game. Mm-hmm. You can be like, they can say, no, I'm not gay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my
line. All right. Which, I mean, it's so interesting to me that people react like so terribly, because I'm someone that has been approached by women.
I'm sure you're much more used to it.
Yeah, that's part. But even like the first time it happened, I wasn't like, what the fuck? Like, I just was like, oh, kind of flattering, but right. You know what I mean? Like,
see,
I was like, okay.
But you're a kind person.
Yeah. I mean, okay, this is probably the most brutal one I ever got was in college. I remember being at, every college has that sweaty, grinding dance place, right? I remember being at the TikTok.
I thought you were going to say sweaty lesbian.
No.
And I was like, it was
the sweaty
me.
Gay house. I was at the sweaty gay house. No.
Sweaty
but,
gay house. That's for men. That's
yes,
not for lesbians.
Yes. But I was at the TikTok, literally was grinding, dancing with a man. Someone taps me on the shoulder. I turn. I'm like, hello? They're like, are you Eric Caspira? I said, yeah. They go, are you gay? And I just was like, no. And they were like, oh, okay. And then they just left. But I literally remember like being like, I was just grinding with a man.
Did someone have a bet?
Yeah. I was like,
two lesbians had a bet.
I don't know what happened.
Two lesbians were like, I want to ask out Eric Caspira. I don't know how to talk to her. I guarantee you this came from a sad lesbian who had no confidence.
The girl that tapped me was definitely very shy. But I was a little like, you couldn't even wait like between the songs?
See, that but
mid-song?
That's, again, it's the queer fear. The queer fear. I got to patent that.
The queer fear?
They're just like, are you gay? Sorry, bye.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. All right. I want to ask you this. We'll get a little deep on the pod.
Oh,
okay.
Deep. I love deep.
What would you say was your worst heartbreak?
Oh, my God.
Is that bad? We could skip it if you want.
Well, okay. No. We don't have to skip it at all. The problem is I could take the next 45 minutes answering this question.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm like a codependent, I'm like a recovered codependent is what I call myself. So I've had some gnarly breakups. I don't think there's a single breakup I've gone through that I wouldn't call the worst breakup.
Really? Wait, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Were you always like dumped, or have you ever been the dumpy?
All of my relationships besides my most recent healthy one collapsed. There's no dumping. There's just all out war.
Oh God.
You know,
yeah.
It's like not... We like emergency ejected out of the relationship style. You know what I mean? They were not healthy.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm dumped, I think, still.
You get dumped more.
I think so. Because I'm a simp. I'm like a simp, a codependent simp.
I mean, I don't like the word simp of like the negativeness people give to it.
No, I...
Because it's like you love someone and you're showing them love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... I would almost say
the simp doesn't leave. The simp stays.
I you could just say I'm not a quitter, you know.
That doesn't feel right.
Or what about this? Like a fixer type.
I'm a fixer.
Which tends to be more of a, quote, masculine energy thing. And that's how most men are.
Is it?
You give them, like, if you complain, if you just want to vent to a man.
Oh, he'll provide
they're
solutions.
Immediately like, how about this? Or we do this. And you have to be like, oh,
I know.
Oh,
I've had to train. I've had to train myself.
Yes, yes, yes. No. But so that makes sense of being the fixer type.
Yes,
also makes sense of, oh, this isn't working. And your brain's going, what can I do to save it?
Yeah, I stay in relationships too long.
Yeah. And,
as evidenced by that woman staying in my home while we were trying to date,
date other people.
But yeah, that was really rough. It took 10 months to get her out of my apartment.
Oh my God.
I had to go and stay with my mom while she lived in the apartment that I was paying rent.
She didn't pay any rent.
No rent.
Because I was going to
say. She was financially dependent on me.
I was going to say. It's a very
clear. He's heard this story twice, I think.
It's very clear who moves out if one of the, if only one person can afford the whole rent.
You would think that until you date a simpy little codependent. And then all of a sudden, you've got leverage just by being you. Just by existing, you have leverage.
Damn. That's rough.
I'm better now.
Oh, man. Call me, because I'm not simpy. I'll be like, this is what you do.
Get her the fuck out of there.
You can either pay rent and not live there at all, or you take that 1 month of rent fee, and you pay the movers to come pack her shit and bring it somewhere.
I did help her get out. I did.
You did?
Yeah, I paid for the...
Oh, no. I would be like... Hey, if you don't move yourself out by this date.
Oh, you're moving
them. No, I would pay movers to pack the boxes, put them in a storage unit. And
storage
I'd be like,
unit.
I paid for it for 1 month.
Shit.
After that, you got to call them.
This is happily named because you're a sniper. out of here.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to, I'll bring the hammer down. Yeah. I just found out we live in the same neighborhood. Just call me. I'll come over.
Yeah, I want to find out where you live. We should get lunch.
I know. We should. I would love to. Do I have one time for one more, Fonzie? Okay, I did kind of ask you a public move, unless do you have any other public moves when trying to, I guess, hit on someone or approach someone?
I'm like super spoiled with my dating right now because I meet a lot of women at shows,
yeah.
You know, friends of the fans, which is my favorite move.
Yes, yes, yes.
They don't know me, whatever. So the comedy thing is huge.
Okay.
Like, because they do get to know you.
Yeah.
They get to know you and that's good. But I'm just so aggressive.
Really?
I just really, in a kind way.
No, yeah, yeah.
You can be, assertive is the better word. Like, I just really go up to people, and I'm like, oh, can I give you my number?
Okay, can I ask you this, though?
Yeah.
What do you do, I guess, what helps you kind of, like, keep it moving, move on to the next one, not take rejection so, like, personal or seriously? Is there anything you, like, tell yourself when, like, you, like, go to approach someone, give them your number, they're like, no, thanks. Or does it affect you? Are you like, oh, I need a day off?
Yeah, I do. You just, gosh, I don't know what I tell myself. Well, I mean, this is classic, but like, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could have done to make her like you. Mm. Like, your person will like you. It's like,
yeah,
that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's the saying, it's like,
don't take it out on yourself.
You don't let someone tell you twice they don't want you.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the thought.
Yeah.
It's like, do I really want to have that twice?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, good, I know now.
You don't want to have to go chasing after someone. You shouldn't have to go chasing after someone.
Yes.
You should be receiving the love that you give out.
Okay.
So if you're in a position where you're chasing, which I have frequently been, not usually when I'm asking out, usually in the relationship.
Right.
Chasing
right.
around my apartment.
Okay.
Please love me.
That's also something that comes
also
with
get out.
Yeah.
Make a choice. Get out or love me.
All right. I will ask you the hacky question that people ask gay women.
Oh, that's fine.
How do you decide who pays for the date?
Oh, I always pay.
But in general.
How do you decide?
I'm a young gay and I'm like, oh, how do I know who pays?
I think it's whoever you feel like
wanted the date more.
I mostly think we split, to be honest.
Really?
I think we're at that place. Unless,
like, first dates?
This is so, yeah, this is, there's no unproblematic way to answer this.
Really?
But it's the boy one. It's the boy one.
It's the boy one.
And it's whatever, it could be the more masculine one, or it could be like, you know, I've definitely dated some very femme women who, like, they're like mommy that night. You know what I mean?
Interesting. And
but that's still somehow the boy one because it's like the pow, like it's whoever's topping. I don't know how to describe this.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Cut the boy
thing.
One thing. Or don't, okay. You don't have to actually cut it. But that's not really what I meant. It's whoever's topping. And that's like an energy.
Okay. I would have just assumed it's whoever asked who on the date.
Yes.
So maybe that's also the weird thing of, like you said, you're like, lesbians aren't approaching her. And it's like, well, maybe if they're both, I guess, bottoms, I don't know, bottoming.
Yes, yeah.
Of their, like, I'm the femme energy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I don't want to be paying for the date, which is why I'm not making this bold
move.
To
be clear, because this is definitely on the edge of problematic. Just because you're more masculine doesn't mean that you don't bottom. We're not talking about this sexually.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, there's a lot of, like, different ways to look at this. And it's not always gendered. However, whoever has the toppy energy in the date, which is usually the person who asks out.
The leader.
I will say.
Right?
Whoever's leading the
leading.
Date.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that can switch, too.
True.
When you're in a relationship.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we solved gay dating.
Yeah, that's...
we solved all the problems.
The end of it. Yeah.
No one's canceled. Everybody's fine. But yeah, everybody, check out Ashley. Follow her if you're not already at AshGavs, AshGavs. And you can find all her show dates, AshleyGavin.com. And anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, I have a text alert. I'll text you when I'm in your area. You can sign up for it right on my website or in my bio link if you're looking at my social media.
Yeah. Text Ashley. She'll respond.
I will.
Anyway, this has been so fun. I'd love to have you back
sometime.
Thank
you for having me. Flew.
Yeah. But thank you all for listening. And stay tuned for a Patreon preview coming up next. And you can follow us at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. And I'm at Sparica with two A's. And we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Molly's back. As you know, guys, I was not going to push Molly to do this or share things that she didn't want to share. So I'm kind of going to open the floor to Molly of... What is new with you? What do you want to update the fans on as you are back to the show?
Oh my God, what is new? I feel like a lot. It's been a pretty wild 6 months, guys. Like, I feel like I just keep getting ghosted. I was telling Erica this the other day. So I guess like really nothing new on that front of dating still sucks. I didn't solve the puzzle when I left. So there's that. I told myself the other day, I was like, if I get ghosted one more time, I'm either going to go to church and like get back into that or try ayahuasca. And like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be like one or the other. Cause I'm pretty fucking sick of it.
If you want to hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. For just $5 a month, you can get an extra episode a week of all the behind the scenes content. And we'll answer all your questions directly over there. You get the real juice, you get the real scoop, and you get a say in who we have on the show and what we talk about on the show. Patreon.com/shootersgottashoot.